Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Always one of our favorite guys. Don Bailey Jr., Hurricanes radio analyst, joins us this morning. And, man, it's finally here. We've been talking about the Gators have had some problems, but, as you know, have a very talented team. Everybody's expecting it to be a close game, although the point spread's not looking like that. My God, somebody loaded up on money. Canes are favored by what, 8.5 now, 9.5 points? 9.5 points right now. Anyway, DBJ, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You on fumes, or did you get any rest last night, man?
No, I stayed awake. I tried to doze a little bit, but it didn't work. I didn't want to fall asleep and miss that fillet.
How was the Jim Kelly dinner and all that deal up there?
Jim wasn't in town. I think he was back in the morning. I didn't even see him yesterday. It's funny. So he wasn't with us. And you know, we usually pick up the whole tab. We don't, but the Dolphins usually pick up the tab. So I was surprised that Jim didn't freeload that little bad boy and go with us last night. You know, not that he needs the money either, but he, you know, it didn't happen. Anyway, hey, man, I got to tell you, I got to start with Carson Beck. I love it everywhere I go going, hey, you know, I got to be honest. Carson Beck's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
It's incredible, you know, because he was injured during spring and all the stuff, the talk at Georgia, and he is – Don, has he surprised you a little bit on just how good he's been, even moving around and sliding around in the pockets, even taking guys on a little bit on the bootleg?
You know, a little bit in the run game, Joe, but when you look at his body of work, you know, last year, 24, they got on him about interceptions, and they had the 102nd running game in the country at Georgia last year. So that helped, you know, hurt his numbers. And he had lost from the year before a first-round tight end and a second-round receiver. So, you know, I looked at the fact that the guy started in the Southeastern Conference for 2 years, went to championship games, has all the experience. And then, I mean, he's the type of body that you want at that position. He's a 6'4" or 6'5" guy, and he can make every throw. And, you know, I just think that he's gotten revitalized with Shannon Dawson and the University of Miami and South Florida. And instead of everybody picking at him and what he's not doing right and what he could do better, everybody down here has welcomed him with open arms. And I think you're seeing the residual effects of it. But I think he's done a great job. And he's a leader. That's what people don't think realize. He is a first one in, last one out, and leads this football team.
Yeah. And he looks like when they show those shots with he and the guys, and, hey, some of those guys 5-6 years younger, like Malachi Toney, who's turned into one of the first or second receivers that he's throwing to on this team right now. Speaking of that, we got a nice little group of guys starting to – I'm not saying it's been a group effort offensively, but Fletcher, Malachi Toney, and C.J. Daniels, not a bad way to start. And I did not know C.J. Daniels was going to be this good, and he makes one of those ridiculous NFL catches, it seems like, every week.
Yeah, he does. And you know what you don't realize until you go at it? I mean, the guy's – caught over 2,600 yards of footballs in his college career, but he's big, Joe. He's a 6'2" guy. You know, I mean, he's not a 5'11" claiming to be 6'1". He's a legit 6'2" guy, and that helps him. And, you know, he played in big games when he was at LSU last year. He probably didn't get the numbers that he wanted, but, you know, he's somebody that has helped everybody else in that room. And then they worked in, you know, Tony Johnson last week, who did a great job, had some big time catches. And then Keelan Marion, who returns the kicks, he's doing great. And Josh Moore, how about that one? The freshman, Joe, first two passes, touchdowns, right?
He's got to be, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out because I've learned my lesson on doing that. But I got to tell you, what a great tease to start your college career on. I've heard about his freakish talent, 6'4", 205 pounds, can run. Then you see him go up and get that ball a little bit short in the end zone. He goes up with those big, strong hands. And you see it at practice every day. He runs by dudes, man.
He's just not a lumbering 6'4" receiver. He's got top-end speed, and he's working his way into understanding how to get open in college football. And go back to Carson Beck. Who better to throw you open than that guy?
Yeah, no, you're right. Hey, are you worried about, I've been getting this a lot. Hey, they're not using a tight end. They got a real good tight end. They talk about him last year as a true freshman. Again, this year, they're just not getting enough. Are you concerned? Would you like to see? It was such a big position for us last year for a guy that ends up going in the second round of the NFL draft. Is it going to be important as we go into this thing, or is this just the way it's going to be all season with the tight end position not getting a lot of targets?
I think the targets come with who's open, and I, you know, the quarterback isn't told who to throw it to. He's going to throw it to who's open, and I think Lofton is going to have a breakout game at some point, and Bauman's done a great job as well, and that, you know, that room's pretty stacked. But I would not overlook the tight end position for the University of Miami. It's just, when does it hit? And if you go back 2 years ago, not last year, they maximized, but 2 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of a whole lot of hits at that position. And I mean, it just isn't looking at it. Do you want to throw it to CJ Daniels or you want to throw it to Alex Bauman? I mean, what happens after the catch? But in reality, I don't think they even look at it that way. If the tight end's open and he's the first or second look, he's going to get the football.
Yeah.
And they're not, he's not going through the progressions to look to who he wants to look to. He's looking to who's open.
By the way, I'm Reuben Bain right now and Mezidor on the other side. They just look like completely, both of them, different players. Maybe it's the way they're used. Maybe it's coming off the injury and being healthy. But different gear, man, on the outside as pass rushers.
You know, I'm glad you say their names together because neither of them would be having the season they're having without the other one, right? Because who are you going to scheme against? You're going to say, all right, well, we're going to take Bain out. Okay, then Mezidor will eat. And then you've got to say, well, yeah, we've got to worry about Mezidor. Then Bain's going to eat. And they're getting better on the inside, too. You know, the defensive tackles have picked it up, especially last week. And that's going to help that position. But I go back to Bain, and you talk to Jason Taylor. I don't know. I can't remember. I'll just say I can't remember the last time I've seen a guy so committed to his craft on the defensive line. And, you know, he goes in there and night works out on his own. I mean, after every practice, Joe, he and Jason are there working on techniques and working on get off and working on everything you can think of. So, you know, when you say Reuben Bain, you really have to say he's a professional right now. He's had a professional approach to this game since the day he hit campus, and it has been contagious to guys, you know, like Mezidor, and now, you know, your interior guys are seeing this, and it pays off.
It's funny you said that. I'm with Jason Taylor last year, and we're at a charity event, and he goes, oh, my God. You're not going to believe who just texted me. And it was a weekend, off season. He goes, I'm at camp working on some stuff we talked about. He sent him a video. Is this what you want to see? I was like,
think about it.
He goes, this kid's going to be, he's different. He said, Joe, he's a lot different, which I think everybody's seen how good, but it's not just by accident. The guy works at his talent, his arm, hands, his get off, his quickness, and anything he likes to, anything Jason Taylor is cooking, he's eating right now, man. So
yeah, he buys every meal, and you know the thing is that he goes about it in the right way. He's quiet, he's professional, he's in class. There's never, he's on, not on any list except All American list, and he's a perfect example. And you know, as time will go on by, we're going to go look back and we're going to say, well, how did Mario get this thing turned around? Well, Maui Noah and Reuben Bain.
That'd be a good one.
Cornerstones,
from day one.
Right?
From day one.
Yep.
From day
That's
one,
right.
they
yep.
were here. Hey, by the way, all right, the Gators.
Yeah, man.
We know about Lagway, who's got ridiculous talent, but he turned it over 5 times last week. Nobody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you and I always talk about, the you know, the turnover will kill you. And what's the biggest area you feel they can attack, and the strength of the of this Gators team?
I think the Gators, you know, what's gone underrated here is the running game. You know, they got that sophomore kid named Jaden Ball, and he was like 230 something pounds, and he can run inside, he can run outside, and I think that's. And then you look at their receiving core, whether Wilson, Brown, Sturdivant, and then they got this kid, Mazzell, and they all can run, they all can jump, they all can play, they all have good experience, except for the freshman. But Varnell Brown, I'd get him the ball as many times as I can, and Miami's got to watch out for him in the return. He's just so explosive, and it goes back to this. If you look at the University of Florida's record and you think it's an indication of their talent, you are off base completely. There is no lack of talent on any position group, offense or defense, for the University of Florida. Yeah. And it's just, you know, why they are where they are. There's a million reasons. And I just hope that they don't find a way to fix it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, listen, this can be a lot of fun. And hey man, you mind before I let you go? You still doing that? You don't mind if Canes fans are all jacked up about this game and the rest of the year, and might need a new floor if they're to call, you know, your company and say, "Hey, I want DBJ to come out, and if the owner of the company will come out and talk some football with me, I'll put in some flooring with them." Can we still do that?
You can do it, Joe. Tell them I'm there every day. You call me. Now, I can't come out there Saturday.
No. Not game day. No, we're not doing game day. Hell no. I mean, where's your priorities, man? Company got to wait on that one. No, we wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure you sign off on people think I make that up. So
No, I appreciate it, man. We're happy to do it. And, you know,
you guys do great work,
what
my man.
We do.
All my
Thank
guys,
you,
you know, everybody does. You know, we're talking to Bo, and all the stuff you do, man, is great. Oh, yeah, we use them too. Oh, yeah, you should name it. Oh, yeah, we use them too. That's what you should do, the new name of the company. Oh, yeah, we use them too. Anyway, that's all my guys say, all the old guys that are downsizing right now. All right, hey, have a good
Joe,
one, buddy.
Catch up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little sleeping.
I understand, bro. I understand.
I'm going to get a little sleep. I'm a little beat up right now. I got Buffalo beat up this time, though. A little different.
Yeah.
Beat up.
All right. See you later, Joseph.
Have a good one, brother. Thank you. Don Bailey Jr. joined Hurricanes radio analyst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.